My understanding of the situation is that this service, which has been provided for many years, is going to be terminated over the next 12 months or so. And the arguments used are a lot of schools have ceased using the service, but also it's running at a loss. And there's a problem with both those concepts. I mean, if you find that your customers are walking away, then the normal reaction, of course, is to find out what is wrong. And Katy hasn't actually really spoken to schools about what they want from the service since 2007. And the other issue is that the public sector is there to provide services which don't necessarily make a profit. All sorts of things the county council does make a loss, like, you know, providing highways. But that doesn't mean they're not going to repair the roads anymore, although sometimes people wonder.
So do you think this is a service that simply the county council shouldn't be messing with?
I think it is. I mean, it could be that they go back to schools and schools say, no, that it is cheaper and better and more efficient and effective for us to do it ourselves. But I find that quite difficult to believe, particularly in small primary schools where you don't have many staff. The idea of the service is to provide stock at reasonable prices, but also to provide advice on things like encouraging children to read and literacy. Vital. This is the week in which we learn that 4 million children do not own a book. If the county council is pulling the stops on this, then there are going to be more kids in Hertfordshire who will not actually have access to reading materials.
Now, we were speaking to Chris Hayward, Councillor Chris Hayward, who's Cabinet Member for Libraries on Hertfordshire County Council in the last half hour. Now, he's saying there's nothing to be concerned about here. He's saying that schools still are buying the books, and this simply isn't the case for anyone to worry about. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then why wasn't it terminated 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago? There must be something to worry about, otherwise the service wouldn't still have got to this stage. I mean, he is quite fond of giving reassurances, and as he has done over the new Barnfield library collection, which turned out not to be terribly watertight. So I wouldn't really take his assurances very seriously. There is national concern about the demise of the school library service right across the piece, and indeed various campaigns are happening at the moment, which was reported to the county council. So if he's not concerned, a lot of people are concerned. And if you think about it, throwing small schools back onto their own resources when it comes to any aspect of education is always a bit doubtful. I mean, a large secondary school doesn't need a service like this, and they're not forced to pay for it. But the smaller schools are going to need it, and without it, then the quality of stock in school libraries is likely to decline, particularly at a time when school budgets, like all budgets, are under pressure.